buttermilk and make it up with buttermilk, and you can make delicious biscuits that equal to Hungry Jack biscuits.
Even better, huh? Did you ever have make bread out of cornmeal?
Oh yes, corn. We love cornbread, especially with garden vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we had peas. The way I fix my peas, these are field peas grown in the field of corn.
Mm-hmm.
And you, they're dried. You can get the green peas in the season, in the summertime and fall. But these were dried from last fall, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And early in the morning, I pull them out in a bowl and pour hot water over them and let them swell.
Mm-hmm.
They swell until they're as large as they were when they came out of the shell.
Uh-huh.
And then cook them about an hour and a half, 2 hours, boil them with seasoning in them.
Mm-hmm.
I use streakling meat to season them with. They're delicious. Most everybody loves peas. And they are as nutritious almost as a beef roast.
That's right.
Right.
Did you ever make a kind of bread that was cooked in ashes?
Ash cake. My grandmother knew how to do that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to do it, but I think you make it just about the same way you make the what you cook in the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And rake the ashes back. And some of them put shucks, the green shucks off of corn,
mm-hmm.
down there to make it clean, make it so there won't be any ashes down there.
Yeah.
And then make your bread and put it in that shuck. And then put one over it and cover it with hot ashes, you see.
Uh-huh.
And it has a taste that bread cooked in the stove doesn't have.
Then how long does it usually take to cook it like that?
Oh, not very long. It depends on how hot the ashes are.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother never learned to cook except on the fireplace much.
Mm-hmm.
Now she could cook, used to have iron pots and kettles and things,
mm-hmm.
and she would cook a pot of turnip greens or collards, and gingerbread. That's about the only thing she learned to cook. Her father was so rich.
Uh-huh.
Until they had slaves for everything, to do everything. They didn't mm-hmm. learn how to do those things. And that's about the only thing she ever learned to cook.
Mm-hmm.
But her gingerbread was genuine. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned pots and kettles. Is there a difference between the two?
Well, the kettle, you know, you put the water in the kettle to boil to make your coffee. They didn't used to have this instant coffee like they do now. I can remember when I was a good-sized girl, a teenager, my job at breakfast was to parch the coffee. My father wouldn't have any but green grains of coffee and put it in the stove and parch it, keep it from burning, and then grind it in one of those coffee mills. Now that was the trouble you had to go through to make coffee. Now you just get your spoon and measure out so many spoons full. But I just couldn't stand. We didn't drink coffee. We weren't allowed to drink coffee. They said it wasn't good for children.
Mm-hmm.
It stimulated them too much.
Yeah.
So I couldn't stand to smell that coffee parching. It almost made me dizzy,
mm-hmm.
drunk in other words. Yeah.